U.S. Senator Johnson is demanding to know why the Attorney General has instructed the FBI to investigate parents and school boards. With us on the line right now is Senator Johnson of Wisconsin. Welcome, Senator.
Well, hope you're doing well.
Well, we are doing well in New York. We're trying to hold our heads above water, and we hope you guys fix Washington soon. Tell us what's going on.
There's so many things going on. I mean, as you're discussing right here, what the Attorney General is doing, and by the way, at the behest of the President of the United States, is outrageous. I mean, it is such a violation of people's constitutional rights to petition their government to free speech. They are just trashing the First Amendment. And again, this is what the left has been doing since, particularly since January 6th, as they termed what happened in the Capitol, which is as reprehensible as the violence was, and I condemned it, but they called that an armed insurrection, thousands of armed insurrectionists. Then they've used that as an excuse to label literally millions of Americans as potential domestic terrorists. And by the way, I'd be one of the ones with the biggest target on my back because some of the criteria they've laid out there is anybody who questions the COVID gods, anybody that questions, you know, the policies as it relates to COVID, which obviously, by the way, hasn't worked with 700,000 deaths later, but also anyone who questions what happened on January 6th and is not willing to knuckle under and admit that there were thousands of armed insurrectionists when we know there weren't. So, again, this is a blatant violation of people's First Amendment rights. But unfortunately, the mainstream media, the social media, Democrat politicians are fine and dandy with it. They have no problem with this because this is how they stomp out their political opposition. This is how they turn America into a socialist, one-party Marxist state.
So tell us, what is happening? Are you saying that the Attorney General, Garland, has asked the FBI or has told the FBI to place mothers and local school boards under surveillance?
Well, I don't know the direct orders, but it is a method of intimidation. You know, his order basically states that, you know, if people get out of hand at these school board meetings, they need to be investigated because he's saying that they are intimidating school board members. No, it is the Attorney General of the United States that is intimidating people exercising their rights to free speech and the right to petition their government.
How about tripling the amount of IRS agents? Are they going to use those IRS agents to go after those local housewives?
Well, not only that, but then what Joe Biden wants to do, the Democrats want to do, is they want to basically have banks be their agents for them, surveilling their customers. You know, they want banks to make sure and provide all the bank records for people that, I think, cumulative bank activity of $600. Now that they're talking about, well, okay, maybe that's too little. Everybody has, you know, almost everybody has bank activity, inflows and outflows, $600. They're going to raise $10,000. You know, if you make more than $10,000 a year with direct deposit, you're going to have that kind of inflow. You're going to be monitored by the IRS and the federal government. Again, it's outrageous, but the mainstream media, the social media, Democrat politicians are okay with that destruction of freedom. Democrats are completely out of the closet. They are now proving themselves to be socialist Marxists, that they do not believe in individual liberty and freedom. They believe in the power of the state. And that is why they're doing everything they can to remain in power and turn America into a one-party state. Again, I don't understand their mindset. I really want to let people live and let live. But that's not how Democrats think, that they want to grow government. They want to grow their power and control over your lives. I hope Americans are paying attention. The good news, it certainly seems like parents are paying attention. They're showing up at school boards. They're running for school board. What I tell people in Wisconsin, if you don't want critical race theory, if you don't want the 1619 Project taught to your children, don't let it be. Show up peacefully, be respectful, but be insistent. Demand that the school boards follow your wishes, not the wishes of Joe Biden and his cast of characters.
Senator Ron Johnson, thank you so much for telling the truth and putting it out there, because the American people have to know the truth. I mean, it is so sad. Thank you, and we're going to catch up with you again real soon.
Stay well.
Thank you.